We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, but we are starting from the two dots of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Tanan Hasam, Kainim Peris Sa'ilu Eli. If someone says these Peris are also to me, or Kainim Heim Lefi, they're also to my mouth, Kainim Heim Lefi, to my mouth. Either way, either three Lashonos means that I'm answering these Peris on me. The halacha is also bechilufeim uvegiduleim. The halacha is you usher if you switch it, and if anything grows out of it. That's the halacha. You usher if you switch it or anything grows out of it. Because when it says elu, that includes everything that could happen from these peris. Sai, what grows out of the peris, and sai, what this peris brings in. That's all part of my lashon of asering. I'm asking all that. Boyi ram bachama oma koinim peris elu aploini. You ask these Paris on a Reuven. Reuven, you told Reuven, my Paris here, you cannot have any enough from them. Mao bechilufeim. What's the halacha bechilufeim? Bishlam the good lamb, something grows out of it. That's growing out of this Isser Hanoa Mamish. Something is also to you. But chilufeim, what's the halacha? What's the shayla? Gemara explains. Miriam meaning Gabi delay. Hoyl of Adam Oyser Paris Chaver Latzmai. Since a person can ask someone else's Paris and himself. I go to ask something that's shloiv al olam al atzmai. Here, when you ask me that you're switching, you don't know where it is, what it is. You don't know what it's going to be. For example, you have peiros that also I know. You sell it for money. That money is called a chiluf of the peiros. That money is loy bal olam yet. I don't even know where it is. If it's not mine, it's no shaykhis. So there, since I can ask something that's not mine, I can ask something that didn't happen yet either. So you can't ask for something that didn't come to this world. So the shaila really is that like this. That the halacha is really the oimik shaila is like this. When you switch a regular isser hana, the halacha is that the thing that you switch it for does not become asr bahana. For example, you have chametz. Guy has chametz pesach also bahana. He takes the chametz, he sells it. Is the money also bahana? That's the shaila here. Is the money also bahana? That's klar that you can't sell it. Why? Because you're getting hana from it by getting money. Now it's issue you're doing it. But what happens with that money? Is that money also bahana or not? It's possible the chatzilah to also do it. But what happens if you did it? So that is the gemara shaila. The gemara shaila is that every issa hana really shows every issa hana. Every issa hana, does it become usher or not? That's really a shayla. L'katchila, I can't do it. Become usher or not? I can ask me, so what? Why by him is it more pasha? That is by him, it's not else the switching itself is coming usher or not. By him, he has a power to usher anything that comes from it, even if it's not yours. So on chavera, I can't do that. If I ask you a payer, I can't ask for the money that's come out of the payers. That money is not mine. Dovah doesn't mean here with the classic Dovah Shabbat. It means it's not mine. It's nothing to do with me. What? How am I going to ask that on you? So here the shaila really is, the oimik ha-shaila really is, the depth of the shaila really is when there's an issa l'chatchila to do a chalipin, did the rabbanon aser it, the rabbanon at least, the chalipin. That's the way the Ran learns the shaila. The Ran learns the shaila is, did they aser it, the rabbanon? So the Ran asked that really, you could have cleared the same shaila by him himself. You could have cleared the same shaila himself. Let's say you don't say the word elu, let's say. You have koinim peiris, alai, and then you switch the peiris. These peiris came also by no, you switch. You could have really asked the same shaila there. But here, since you said elu, it's pasha. So therefore, we're asking the shaila legabe something else. Like, look at the third line from the bottom. The Ryan speaks out. He himself switched it. That's the same thing like the person who came aser. We know means to say, I want to aser even the thing that comes from this. So that's what a shayla is dafka by a case where you just aser the payers on your friend. And the shayla is, what happens with chilufeim? And again, like we spoke out, you can't switch it. That's not a shayla. The shayla is, if you switched it, did they aser it or not? Let's see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Omar tapa mamzayam beis mota tapa om achabar minyumi toshma ha'oimel leishdoi koinim shani nenelach." A person tells his wife, "I'm not going. You can't have any anof from me." And the Ran speaks out on the bottom of the Aleph that we did this. He did this neder while she was arusa, before he had shibudim to her. So he says, "By the way, you can't have any anof from me." And then they go ahead and get married. The marriage works. like the Rekhi speaks out, because she knew about it when she got married. So the marriage works, even though she's not getting enough of him, it's a shikul problem. So what happens is, he has to give her mezainis. Now that's the shikul problem. She ain't getting, she doesn't have enough of him. How do you give him mezainis? How do you support her? So the halacha is, loive, she borrows, u'balichayim bona from, and balichayim come and collect from the husband. My time So what does this mean? This is already a little, you have to understand that the Ran has two mahalchim. The Ran speaks out that a vada, that we thought that when she borrows, it's like, now first of all, let's go back a step. Why could the Balei Chayiv go collect from the husband? We had a Gemara 451, the Omar, Heniach Moyez Karen Svi. That is only when a good person decides even to support her, stamazai. But here the case was she borrowed. When she borrows, she owes the money. She borrowed in full, you know, if full disclosure, she borrowed money, she wants to get paid back. Now the halacha is her husband owes her money. So therefore, shabudah de Rav Nosson, the Balei Chayiv go, skip her and go to her husband to collect. That's what happens, shabudah de Rav Nosson. That's why they could collect the kuliyama. But the Gemara wanted to tie in now that since while she's borrowing, the chasim of the Baal is meshubah to this chayiv. It's ki'ilu when I borrow the money, it's ki'ilu I'm switching it for the nichse Baal. It's like I'm switching, I'm giving you the isra hano, and you're giving me back money. That's what he thought happened. So what's the lashon of the Gemara, my time about the chayiv on the from? That's not the kasha, because they could come collect. The problem was that they made an isra. The Gemara's question like this. The more question like this, if it's first round the round is, since at the end of the day, the Balei Chayiv coming to collect, how do we allow her to borrow? Isn't that a Maisa of Chalipin? You're doing Chalipin over here. Hey, Chalipin, you're doing a Maisa of Chalipin. By borrowing the money, first round's Mahalach. The round saying is, the Gemara means to ask like this, that if we look at it, that Chalipin is Asa, and therefore is the Issa Drabon to use it. So here, how do we allow the Isha to borrow money? Here, every lad that used to borrow money, when she's borrowed money, she's switching her isra hana for that. And what she borrowed should be awesome in the rabbanon, because she's borrowing, she's taking her husband's money, saying, "Here, I'm giving this to you to the bachayev." It's really a shibud, and she's getting back money, so she's doing a chalipin. So that's Gemara's question. The only problem is the lashon is loshva. My time bachayev borrowed from Ephraim. It's not the question about my time bachayev from Ephraim. They collect the square. It was the ma'isa. So the Ran says, almost by the wide, by the narrow lines, Elahok Kama, Kivin de la Besoif Bali Chay Bomin from Hechi Shoris La Lil Vice. How do we allow it to borrow? That's the Ran's first part, Kach Pershu Rabbi Isa. But the Ran's own shot, he says different. There's the Hok Kama, Isa de Chilufim Kigadulim, Dami, Hech Bachavim from. How can it come collect? He didn't Medina, might see him as Mazem Rav Nosson. You're right, we said Shabu Rav Nosson. You let it go collect from the husband. Here, a non-sadi, that she did not, that they didn't mean to go collect from the Baal, because we don't want to do an Isser. We don't want any Isser to happen. That's, we don't want an Isser to happen. We don't want an Isser to happen. It's not like this, that here, the non-sadi, when the Baalei Chayiv, when they have this transaction between the Isha and the bank, They mean to skip out the husband. They don't want to do Isra Hano. That's Gemara's kasha. My time, Baal Min Ephraim from the husband. They didn't mean the husband here. They don't want to come on to the Issa Chalipin. That's what the Ran learns. Similar pshat, you see, fits into the Gemara. The Gemara's question is, my time of Baal Chayiv Min Ephraim. When you know this, Baal Chayiv can't go collect from the husband. They didn't mean to do that. They don't want to be over the Issa Hano. They don't have Issa Hano. So Ran speaks out that that's why we didn't bring a rai from the case of Ha'im Levanoi. We spoke about before a case, a guy asked his son from having enough of his son, and he dies. He says, "B'chayev amoyse," and he dies. The Baal Chayev could collect. What do you mean, Baal Chayev could collect? It's a raya also. What if we raya from this case? We have in house. We have a mishnah over here. While going there, Teretz is there. It's pashut that you meant the boy himself, the benoy himself. When the Baal Chayev came to him, the taka meant the benoy himself. Why? Because there he could have money. But the isha already, there it makes more sense they're doing it at Das the Baal. Because the Isha, that Mashakana, Isha Kana Baila, Isha doesn't have her own money. There it makes sense the Baal Chayiv coming to collect from the husband. That's what we're asking, Ay Lachar to Surah No. That's what we try to bring a Raya from there. So the Gemara right now is a Raya. Again, Aymal Isha, Karim Shinan Aloch, Loiva Baal Chayiv from, Mai Tai Baal Chayiv from, Lavish and the Chalipin Lav Gadundam. Because the Baal Chayiv don't have Das on the husband because they don't want to make this Issa Ano, Issa Chalipin. Amarava dimulchatchilahu deloy vi avad avad. Zok the Ran, the Riharan explains this, not like Klaimoshu, kushu bala haklev osir. That's not a osur, and the chalip name is osur rabbanon. But the, here, it's not, the, we said it's a kasaka daiter, it's called a chalip. It's not really called a chalipin. Here, when she borrows, even though the baal is chayiv, that's not called chalufi isser. That's not chalufi isser. And therefore, she could borrow and they could pay back. This whole raya was on the premise that when she borrows money, to come switching my husband's money for that money. That's not true. That's not true. That's not what's happening. I'm borrowing money, and there's a shibud. It's not going switching. Therefore, there's no shaykhis to the raya of chalipin. So we don't have a raya. Let's try another raya. So the Gemara, Toshima, some take the word Ella. Toshima, let's try to bring another raya. Toshima, I'm a kaddish ba'orlo in a mekadeshas. If we take orlo in a mekadesh, you sure it's not mekadeshas, because it's also not. You didn't give her anything. But machron, let's say you sold the orlo, you got money for it, took the money, mekadesh, you should have kiddish with the mayim, harezu mekadeshas, she is mekadeshas. So the Gemara's raya is like this. L'chayra, he did something wrong. He was machlev his arla for money. And if we say if you do something wrong, the money becomes aser. So l'chayra, hakim kash isha with money. You should have to do it again. Midar abanon, it's not like a kedushim because the money became aser. No, midar abanon like abanon. And for the Gemara, hachanam l'chatchila hu d'loi v'yavad avad. That maybe l'chatchila you can't have enough from the chlipim. But if you have a banana, then definitely it works. It definitely took the money, which was the chalipin, for the Arla, maybe it's also the Rav of Rabbanon. But if you gave a Kedushin with it, the Kedushin is Chal. You don't have to do it over. And therefore, it's not a Raya. So what's Halacha L'maisa? So we didn't bring a Raya to the Shaila, right? So Ryan says, Halacha L'maisa is like this. Noida Atzma, if he says Elu, then Afila Chalifa is also because he has the power to do it. And that's the case of the Mishnah that said, Koinim Peris Elu Alai, that's also V'chilufayim of V'gidulayim, because he has the power to Aser the Chalipin. That's the Mishnah. It's later on in the Masechta. Our Gemara brought down this Mishnah. That's for sure. He says Elu, he can answer it because that's his own prerogative. He can do it himself. That's not an issue. The question is, if he's a dira achar, or if he asked it himself and didn't say the word Elu, what's the halacha? Is it chiluf masa? It's a shayla on the Gemara. So he says mestaver that lakula, because even in the tzad that's also we only is the rabbanon. Therefore, sveika. The Rabbanon Lekula, and therefore, if Avav Achlipon, if you went ahead and switched it, the Chalip would be Mutter. But he brings up from the Rambam that the Rambam is Machmir over here, and the Ramban just brought down the Brisa Stam later on. He's not sure what they hold, but Maisa, the Ran himself holds, they go, Safik the Rabbanon Lekula.